Okay, we're on Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning. And the Kanali Ishto, the person made kinui on his wife. He warned her not to be alone with somebody. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Mekanalo al Pishnayim, Umashka al Piedechot, or al Piatzmo. The kinui has to be in front of two Eidim, but then that which she's alone with somebody, even if he alone sees it, or in Eid Echad tells him that she was alone with somebody, that's enough to make her a sota. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mekanalo al Pishnayim, Umashka al Pishnayim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you need two Eidim for the kinui, and two Eidim that saw them alone together, obviously from the outside of the door, not inside. If he saw what was going on inside, then there's nothing to talk about. Ketzed Mekanalo, what is kinui? Omer lo b'fnei shnayim, al tidabrim ish ploni, v'dibro imo, adayin hi muteres leveisa, muteres lecho betruma. He warned her not to talk to somebody, and she talked to him. That's not kinui in stira, because it has to be stira. It has to be that she was alone with him, b'yichud. So she's still muter to her husband, right? Doesn't become usher with that. And she's muter to eat truma if she's an ashes kohen. But if she went to Yichud and stayed there long enough to, Rashi says, to make Heora, to have a beginning of a Maisa Biyah, Asur Lebeisov, Asur Lecho Betrumba, then she's Asur to her husband until she'll go through the process of Meisota, and she's Asur to Itruma, same thing, until she'll go through the process, whatever. If she's an Ashes Kohen, the Mace, and if he died, and he has a brother, and he didn't have any children, and he has a brother, so Choletzes Velomis Yabemes. Then, since she's Osir to him, the Gemara learns out from Psukim that she needs Chalitza, but there's no Yibum. Okay, see Rashi. Now finally it's Rashi for a change. Hamakanda Ishto Lishno Vikro Nokat, Vikineus Ishto, Lakam and Bigmorim Meforish, Mylosh and Kinui, U. Bimasnis and Mefarish Ketzed Mekanela Omrla Altistri im Ish Ploni. Right, Tadabri over here is a nice euphemism for not being alone with him. Mekanela Al Pishnayim Im Bola Lahashkosa. If he wants to, what's it called, put her through the process of Sota, Tzorich Lahovishne Edim, Sha Omrla Bifneham Altistri Imo, Vimlo Kinolom Bifneshnayim Einoneseris. If he didn't have two Eidim that heard the kinui, then there's no din of sota, even if she was alone with this guy subsequent to that. There's no Eidim that know that she was alone with this guy, except he saw it himself, or an Eid Echad told him. Right? Omer Isiha Shinistra. Acher shekinesila neaseres bistira ad shetishte. Then she's osir until she'll go through the process. Ulakam and yalfina mikroi shestirosa osarto alav misothik. Later on we'll learn from Psukim that as soon as she's alone with somebody, either in front of two Eidim, or according to the first sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, what's it called, according to Rabbi Lezer, even if what's it called, the steer is not out in front of Edim, but the kinu is in front of Edim, then she's also to him misothik raglaim ledover until she go through the process. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Tzorech Pshnei Edim Afle Stirasa. Now you need Edim for the kinu and for the stira. The dibri imo shalobu makum seisa. She talked to him and she wasn't beyichud. Stam, she talked to him. Adayin muteris lebeisa leshamish in baile. She's still mutter to her husband. Umuteris betruma nashis kohenin. If she's nashis kohen, she's mutter to etruma. But if not, if there were what's it called, she went into yichud with him, either in front of Edim according to Rabbi Yeshua, and even not in front of Edim according to Rabbi Lezer, then she's also till she'll go through the process of sota. Kedei tuma, kedei heora. Right, the beginning of maisa bi. If there's enough time for that. That's the shear of yichud that asers her. Asur lebei so misothik ki dalfinu lekamon shlosha v'nitmaah amurim beparsha. Three times it says v'nitmaah. The kineis ishto v'hi nitmaah v'nistara v'hinitma'a, right, tachas isha v'nitma'a, three times. Echad shasur labal, one, she's also to the husband until she go through the process. The echad shasur laboel, she's also to the person she's nechshad with, the one she was alone with. Im yomus baila, o yigarshena, right, she's obviously also to him if she's still married. But she's even also, even after she'll get divorced or become an almana. The echad shasur latruma, and if she's an ashes kohen, she's also to truma. The imes, kodem shehishka, if before she goes through the process, the husband died. The ain lo bonim, the his kuka liyavam, choletzes linasi lishuk, velo misyabemes, uligmara yolitla. She can't marry anybody else, so she'll have chalitza, but she can't have yibum. Gemara, michti. Tana mi nozer solik. My tana, the kartana, sota, right, the we finish nozer. So what's, why is sota follow nozer? Gemara says, kederebi. The tanya, rebi omer, loma nismucha parshas nozer la parshas sota. Why does in the Torah Nazir come after Sota? Lomar lechosh kol haroa Sota bekukula yazer atzman ayayin. Person sees a Sota, what happens to her? They menavel her, they disgrace her, right? So he realizes that could happen to him if he drinks wine. So he's yazer atzman ayayin. So the Moris is fine. They say the opposite order. First should come Sota, then Nazir, because the Nazir follows what he saw the Sota. And that's the order in the Torah. The listening sota, the hotter listening nozer. Just the opposite. First say sota, then nozer. Not nozer and sota. The Torah says, no. Either tonic ksubis, the tana hamadir, tana nidorim. Since ksubis says perak hamadir, which has the nidorim, so it said, what's it called? Nozer after nidorim. The either tana nidorim, tana nozer. Right? The domi l'nidorim. Nozer is dome l'nidorim. Uktani Sota Kidarebi. And then, since there's a kesher between Nazir and Sota, so it said Sota after Nazir. Okay, Tzirashi. Nichti, Tana mi Nazir Kosolik, Kain Seder Mishnah Sota Acher Nazir. Man Tana, my Tana, the Tana Sota, so why after Nazir comes Sota? My Tana, Benazirus, the Domi Lasota. What's similar by Nazirus to Sota that it should follow the Masecht of Nazir? The Tana Sota Basra. Bikilkula, Benivla, Uve Bushta. See, what's it called? We embarrass her and we degrade her. Shemegalinos, Shemenavlinosa, Kediktoni Masnisen. Kosher chevel amala midadeha, they tear her clothing, they uncover her hair. Yazer asmim in hayayin, shayayin maybe they call us rosh, the who goremla, what caused her to become osir, right? She was, what's it called, let down her guard by drinking wine. Gemara says, the listening sota, the hadar nazir, then the opposite should be the order. First sota, then nazir. Shekachi smichus parshiyoseh, that's the way it's in the Torah. Gemara says, the tana hamadir, perik, who biksubos hamadir esishto va'aydi the ayre b'nidorim tana nidorim right acher ksubos, therefore after ksubos it said nidorim va'aydi the tana nidorim tana nazir basra sha'at b'nizirus bo al yedei neder, nizirus comes through a neder v'hodr tana sota basra, right, like Rebbe. So there is a kesher between sota and nazir, and even though it should be Sota and then Nazir, there's a reason why Nazir comes before in order to be Masmich et Nedarim, which is Musmach to Ksubas. Okay. Amekane, the Evid in Chatchil Lalo. Doesn't say that a person should be Mekane, it says if he was Mekane, Mashma only be the Evid. Kesover Tana Didon, also Lekanos. Right? Our Tana holds that really he's not allowed to be Mekane, his wife. He should leave her alone. Right, just because he has his doubts doesn't mean that he should put her into this situation where she can now become osir or whatever. Om Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak ki havi posach Reish Lakish besota Omar Hachi. When Reish Lakish started his shiur on sota, he would say the following: Ein mizavgin lo laodam isha ela lefi maisav. Right, person gets what he deserves when it comes to kedushin, when it comes to marriage. Shenemar ki lo yanuach shevet harosh al goral at tzadikim. So a person gets what he deserves. A tzadik gets a tzadekes, and a rosh gets a rishita. Omar Rabba Barbar Chanor B'Yochanan v'koshin l'zavkin kriyas yamsim. It's hard to match up these people according to their zchus and chova. Not easy. Shenemar elohi moshi v'chidin beisa motzi asirim b'kosharos. The same way that the Rabban Shem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in a mild medium month, right? Not too hot, not too cold. It's also, he's Moshe V'chidim Beisa. He puts people together in the same house, meaning marriage, and they're equal. So it's Kosher Kekiris Yamsuf. Mar says, Eini, V'hom Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Arboim Yom Kod Mitzir Savlad, Bas Kol Yotzeis V'omeres, Bas Ploni L'Ploni, Bayis Ploni L'Ploni, Soda Ploni L'Ploni. Everything is before a person's born. And at that time, there's no schus in chova, because we don't know if he's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Right? And even the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who knows everything, but the Maaseh, he deals with us as if he doesn't know, because otherwise we wouldn't have any free choice. So how can it be that they're mezadig a person according to his schus in chova if it's all prepared before he's born? Lokasha. Hob zivig rishon, hob zivig sheni. Depends. Zivig rishon, pashup shad is, where your first marriage is min hashamayim. Right, before you're born. And that is taken not lefi schus and chova. But zivug sheni, a second marriage, is a different story. The Meiri learns that zivug rishon means if you get married before your bar mitzvah. So then, it has nothing to do with schus and chova. But if you get married after bar mitzvah, even the first time, that's called zivug sheni. There's an Akedas Yitzvah. He says a different pshat completely. He says it doesn't mean first and second marriage. He means your first zivug is what midos you have. That the Rabbanu Shel Mezadik, a person with his midos, doesn't depend on if he's a tzaddik or rasha. That's the personality you get that you can use for good or for bad. That's called your zivug rishon. Zivug sheni means your wife. Your hashloma from outside. The first one's your hashloma from inside. What kind of personality you have. The other one is who the outside personality that's mashlam you. So it means any marriage is like that, the second marriage. Tirashi. There's a lichatchilolo midlo toni Rabbi Lezer Omer mekana adam ishto al pishnaya, in a way that's mashma that you do it lichatchila, but it says hamekana if you did it. Also lichanos shemevi arsul lidei tagar yes ishto lidei nivul. Right? Don't put yourself in a situation where it's going to come to this thing. Don't warn your wife in a way that then if she is alone with somebody, she's not to go through this process. Figure out other ways of making shalom bayis between you. Vafilu hi tahora. Even if she didn't do anything wrong, she's not to go through this process. Just along, just a yichud. So therefore, what's it called? It's not a good thing to do. Ki posach. Kishahoya Bol Lidrosh, but Parsha Sota, when he gave his shir, but Parsha Sota, he started with these divrei agoda. Mizavgin Ishlafi Maisov, Tsnua Litzadik, Uprutza Larosha. It's interesting, Rashi doesn't say a tzadikas litzadik and a rishata. He says by a woman, the ikar is if she's tsanua or prutza. And a tzadik gets a tsnua and a rasha gets a prutza. Kilo Yoniach Yonuach Shevet Harosha Al Goral Hatzadikim Lo Yizdavig Memsheles Resha Begoral Tzadik. Right, the Rabbanu Shalom does not match up Rishoyim with Tzadikim. The caution of Neamakum is Zavgam Hanech to Lefi Maisav. Right, it's difficult to match them up properly. Kikrias Yamsuf Shenishtanu Sidrei Bereishis. It's not the teva of Hadvarim. It's a nace. What's it called? Rashi says by Psachim, Kosha Mizonos of Shalom Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mai Nafkamina, that you should daven good for it, because it's not easy. So here is some of the same thing. So you should daven good for a good Shidduch, because not something, it's a piteva, something you need a nace. Right? The Maral says that what's Kriyas Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf is to take something that's one and divide it into two, break it up. It's like the water is a combination of hydrogen and oxygen. The Rabbanu Shalom broke them apart. So here, to take things that should be together apart is just as much of a nace as taking two things that are apart and making them together. Moshav Yechidim Beisa, Adam Yachid, the Isha Yehuda, Vahum Zavgon Yachad Miyashiv Mehem Bayis. Right, the Rabban Shem puts them together and makes one house out of, a whole household out of two different people. What? Right, that's what we're saying now. It's only the seventh, whatever second marriage means. According to the Miri, it's your first marriage if you got married after Bar Mitzvah. So it's really not Nogeya. Motzi Asurim Bekosheros, Hotzi Es Yisrael Bemitzrayim, Bechodesh Kosher, Lo Chama Velotzin. I took us out in the spring, not too hot, not too cold. Nakish Zivug Yechidim Liitzias Mitzrayim. It puts them together, the Zivug to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Eini mihavi zivug lefi rasho schus v'ha mikodem yitzirasam she'ein noda risho schuso, right, meheroyon as machrizen as zivugo, but it's already announced before the person is conceived. Vim tomer akol gol lefonav, either of them knows what's going to be, right? No, when it comes to Yerushalayim, the Rabban Shem functions with us as if he doesn't know. Because if he would function with us as if he does know, then there's no Bechira. K'da'om Meseches Nida. Malach ha'memuna al heiroyon notul kippa u'mediyo lefnei ha'makom. The Malach, who is in charge of pregnancy, conception, brings the tipa before Hashem. It doesn't mean literally he takes it out and brings it before Hashem. He presents it to the Rabbanu Shalom from where it is. For Omer Lefonav, tipa zu mateyola. What's going to be with this blastula, the beginning, or zygote, I think it's called, the beginning of the, when the embryo is starting. Gibor or cholas, it'll be strong or weak. Chacham or tipesh. Osher or oni. Avol tzadik v'rosha lo ka'amarle. The tzadik in Russia isn't said. That's not something that's bidei shamayim. It's not that the Rabban Shem gave us bechira, and therefore kibiyachol the Rabban Shem doesn't function as if he knows. Zivug rishon lefi hamazel. The first one is lefi the mazel, lefi whatever is decreed before you're born. Zivug sheni lefi ma'aser. The second one is lefi tzidkus and rishos. The kosher lezavkan lefi sheino bazugo. And it's very difficult because the mice, you have to match them up properly. That's a difficult thing. Okay. let's go on a little bit more. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mekanel al Pishnayim, Ad kan lo pligi ele bekinu istira. Right? Whether you need, what's it called, two eidim. Everybody holds you need two eidim for the kinui. Machlok is only whether you need two eidim for the stira itself. Ava Betuma, if there's an aid that says that Shiutaka was Mazana, he was inside the room, and he saw there was Mazana, Eid Echad Mehemen. And Eid Echad's Mehemen, and she doesn't go through this process. We don't kill her either, right? Because there's no, cannot try for an Eid Echad to be Mechayev Misa, even if he gave her Hasra, whatever. But the Maisa, she's also to her husband, and she doesn't go through the process at all. Betani Nami, Eid Echad Omer Aniro Isi Shenit Meis, Lohaisa Shosa, right? Midoraisa Minolan, the Mehemen Eid Echad. How do you know an Eid Echad over here is believed that she doesn't go through the process, she's also to her husband? The Tana Rabbanon, the Eid Ein Bo, Bishnayim Akosim Bedaber. Right? Okay, I thought we'll continue this tomorrow, but let's go to the Rashi. So in any case, so we learn that an Eid Echad is believed enough to ask her to her husband and prevent her from going through this whole process to make herself mutter. Ad kan lo plige ela bekinu vistira. Kolomer ad kan lo shamanu mipuksayu debain shnei edim ela bekinu el Rabbi Elazar of vistira el Rabbi Yeshua. Ava betuma in yesh edim bekinu vistira. The yesh ed echad shekilkula vistirasa neman. If there are two edim that saw the stira, two edim that were there by the kinui, and one ed says I was inside the room and I saw she was mizana, he's believed. The Eino Shosa Ela Yotza Beloksuba, the Asura Labal Laboya Latruma. She's Asur to all three things, and she, what's it called? She has to be divorced without a ksuba. Shenit Meis Baoso Stira Minolan de Mehemen Eid Echad Bituma shalstira achar kinui. Right, so how do you know that what's it called that here most of the time in the Torah in Eid Echad it's not believed, it's only believed l'gabi a shvua, but not l'gabi to establish anything, especially by divrei erva. Why over here is an exception that we believe in Eid Echad to ask her to her husband? That will continue tomorrow.